I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
St. Louis. Morning Brief.
Nice, Ethan.
Well done. Well played.
You should applaud yourself for that one.
Yeah.
Nice. Nah, I can't.
All right. Just like he said, St. Charles County police have decided to scrap the flock cameras. There's 28 of them that county police there were using, and there's now black bags over them. So if you're driving around in that area and you see something like that, that's what's going on. Now, here's what happened leading up to this. Starting January of this year, January 1st, there was some new audit tool that was put in it in the system for flock where it would automatically scan for any questionable searches. And that was what drew the chief's attention to the abnormal pattern of searches for one of these civilian employees. So the chief ordered an internal investigation, and then the employee ended up admitting to, yeah, I used the system for what was described as personal non-law enforcement purposes.
Tracking an ex-boyfriend or a boyfriend.
Well, you don't know, but maybe. So the person was put on unpaid leave and ended up resigning. But it is interesting to me that the department decided to just scrap them all together, because there have been police officers who have been arrested in other parts of the country, and I don't know what happened with the flock system there, but it surprises me that the police department decided, all right, because of this, we're just going to be done with it.
I don't know. The audit worked, as you pointed out. I think that's important to say. Remember when we had former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch on a couple weeks ago?
Yep.
And he talked about the fact that they had these same problems when the Regis system was put in place and you could start running plates. And what did he call the one? They called it data plate or something like that.
I can't remember.
Where it wasn't unusual when it was being abused that if an officer saw an attractive woman in a car, he'd run her plates and get her personal information. And that's an abuse of the system. And they had to put guidelines in place to stop that. I think that's just what's required here. And, you know, I did credit to Chief Frizz for reacting so quickly to it.
Yeah.
The audit system worked. They caught the abuse. And because of some of the other questions about flock, they've shut it down. But importantly, as I heard him explain, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to stop using license plate readers altogether. Flock is a brand like Band-Aid. There are other companies that make these systems. And maybe the security protocols are a little different. I don't know.
Man, Band-Aid, not to change the subject, but Band-Aid and Kleenex have done it right. Because I don't say, hey, I need a tissue. I'm like, I need a Kleenex.
I know.
A Band-Aid. But you forget that that's actually the brand.
It's
like
brand
the flock cameras have been kind of, it's kind of on that same path of like, this is the camera, it's flock.
But it, you know, it makes for some good puns too, as Ethan proved there a minute
yes,
ago.
Yes, it does.
So you can have a little bit of fun with it, that's for sure. All right, so I saw this story where the St. Louis mayor is questioning who approved the federal agent surge that's going on in St. Louis right now. The Post-Dispatch headline leads to believe that it's part of the latest tension that she's having with police. She wants to know why she wasn't informed or allowed to have some input before the St. Louis Police Board or the St. Louis Police Department agreed to work with federal authorities for this surge. Well, if it reduces crime, what's your issue with it? Well, I'll tell you exactly what her issue with it is here. This is what Kara Spencer said about it. And I'm doing air quotes here for those of you that can't see me on radio, if you're not watching on the Window World webcam this morning. The community has a lot of concern about federal partnerships. And the community needs to know who's making these decisions.
Is the community the illegals who are worried that somehow ICE is going to be part of this and pick them up?
The community is the blue hair nose ring mafia who wants to abolish ICE. Mm-hmm. So what she's who she's patronizing here would be the lefties, her lefty supporters in the DSA who don't want any police protection. They'd like to defund the St. Louis police. And you know what? Kudos to Chief Tracy. Now that he's been had his hands unbound by having to report directly to the mayor, and the police department is state controlled, he can tell the truth. And as a couple of people told me when he first got hired, he's a cop's cop, and what he wants to do is stop crime. So kudos to the chief for kind of taking the bull by the horns here.
But boy, their relationship is getting pretty contentious.
It's going to be a little testy, which it needs to be, because she, I think, defund the police given the opportunity.
So the other day I was talking about how Walmart's drone delivery service is looking to potentially start doing that in St. Charles City, and I want to say it was Maplewood. Well, now Kirkwood is the latest suburb to be considering this. So officials from that drone company that partners with Walmart had asked Kirkwood's Planning and Zoning Commission on Wednesday for permission to begin construction of this new drone charging and launch station at the Kirkwood Walmart. And it says that this station would allow the company to charge up to 6 drones and keep them ready for deliveries within 4 miles of the store.
Didn't one drop into a pool the other day somewhere?
In Texas. Well, no, hold on. That wasn't Walmart. Just to clarify, it was
Amazon drone delivery.
How weird to think that we're going to live in a world probably within the next couple of years where it will be pretty regular just to look up and you see one of these drones flying over your house with a box. And then it just drops it in your neighbor's front yard.
And it won't be unusual to see an attorney following the drones to wait till one of them drops onto a car so they can sue the hell out of Amazon or Walmart, whoever came up with this cockamamie idea.
Well, the drones will probably drop them gentler than some of these people who just chuck the package and then leave.
Maybe. But it sure is convenient to order something and get it a few hours later, I gotta tell you.
All right, coming up, we'll get you a check of business. We got In Other News at 6:45.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus. Your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.